Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, we welcome in Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network. I want to say, we welcome in Rap Sheet. I was like, that sounds weird. Find him on Twitter, at Rap Sheet. Ian Rappaport joins us on the show. Ian, thanks for joining us.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Well, we're doing very well. We hope you're doing the same. First off, Nick Chubb, it's been a point of contention with a lot of fans. A lot of fans want to sign Nick Chubb. They love Nick Chubb. What's the latest you might have heard about his possible retention with the Cleveland Browns?
The Browns love Nick Chubb, and the Browns want to sign Nick Chubb also. And I think Nick Chubb would like a contract extension as well. I think there's, a lot of people that would like a contract extension for Nick Chubb. It's just a lot more complicated than that. And not having really nothing to do with him, because, the running back market is so confusing, right? I mean, we've seen running backs get paid. Obviously, Ezekiel Elliott got paid and obviously started with Todd Gurley. And then we've seen a couple others like Alvin Kamara and Dalvin Cook. There just haven't been a lot of teams that have been that thrilled with signing running backs to top of the market deals. Like, it just, history hasn't shown those to be great deals. On the other hand, you have Nick Chubb, who is well loved in the locker room, who is a boss, like a workhorse, great player, great person, absolutely the kind of guy that deserves to be paid. And then you have the running back market, which is really hard to figure out. So I don't know that the fact that he hasn't gotten an extension is bad at all. It's just kind of a difficult circumstance to make it happen.
Ian Rappaport is an NFL Network insider. You can follow him again on Twitter at @RapSheet. NFL Network's extensive inside training camp coverage kicks off Monday at 1 p.m. as teams are reporting to camp right now. Well, that's another question I kind of want to ask you, because you mentioned the market, Ian. Obviously, we all pay attention to markets. This team, very analytically driven. And so they're looking at all the numbers. They have to take the emotions out of it. I'm a very emotional guy, so I want to pay Nick. How do you think Andrew Berry approaches this based on history, based on what you've heard with the, and also with he and Paul DePodesta?
Well, I mean, the Browns have paid their guys. I think they like to pay really, really good players the money they deserve. I mean, Myles Garrett, I think, can attest to that. He was the highest paid pass rusher when he got his deal. And I think everybody was happy for it. This is a team that would love to reward guys like Nick Chubb. The analytical part of it makes it a little more difficult, at least, because, again, like, history has shown that, having cheap running backs probably benefits you. Well, then, okay, but you're a team that loves to run the ball, and when Nick Chubb is not out there, the team is worse. So, how do you wrap your hands around that? How do you figure that out? And I think that's sort of the task for the Browns now is, everyone knows that, highly, highly, highly paid running backs hasn't proven to be great value. But what do you do when you have a guy who should absolutely get paid regardless of position? Like, it almost doesn't matter what position Nick Chubb plays. He deserves the kind of money that he should get. That's what they're trying to figure out. I think they'll be able to do it, but it's been difficult.
Ian Rappaport, join us on the hotline. We just saw the reports that are out there. Obviously, you've been all over this. Lamar Jackson could be in the neighborhood of $45 million. How much would that impact, and should it impact any of the discussions the Browns might be inclined to have with Baker Mayfield?
I have not heard that Lamar Jackson is going to make $45 million per year. That would be quite a deal for Lamar Jackson. I would be, unless he does a 15-year deal or 10-year deal, I would be you know, very surprised by that number. I would expect it more to be in the 40, low 40 range. But, you know, obviously one quarterback deal affects the other quarterback deal. You got probably two quarterback deals that could potentially happen before training camp. One, of course, Lamar Jackson, the other Josh Allen. You know, I think both those deals will probably be in the low 40s if they get done. And then, you know, if you're Baker Mayfield, and, you know, my guess, from what I know, Baker Mayfield's probably looking at a deal next year instead of this year. This is all good news. Let everyone come in. Let everyone come in as high as humanly possible. Let everybody get paid more than anybody expects. And then you come in and get paid more. And you know, if you're a team like, let's say, the Browns or the Ravens or whoever, it sort of doesn't matter what your quarterback gets paid. Like, does it really affect your salary cap much if he gets paid 42 instead of 41? Like, he's going to be paid a lot. Everything's better than not having a quarterback. So whatever, just do it.
As a follow-up, you know, obviously the salary cap thing, we get into this discussion all the time about whether the salary cap is a myth, although, you know, it's been said that we've already had our first cap casualty with Sheldon Richardson. Be that as it may, you know, the Browns have their first good quarterback in a long time, but they do have, as you mentioned, this analytical front office. Do you think these negotiations are going to be tough ones between Baker and the Browns?
I don't think so. I mean, it really shouldn't be that tough. No, I mean, you know, you can argue and negotiate and all that, but, like, I don't think it's going to be contentious or incredibly difficult, because by the time Baker is up, by the time he's going to, you know, probably get a new deal, the market is so clearly defined that it shouldn't be that difficult. It's really just like, you know, how good is he? Where does he fit in? You know, if he goes out and wins the MVP, he'll probably go out and be the highest paid this year. If he goes out and has a really nice year and the team is sort of run based, he'll be extremely highly paid, but maybe not the highest. Like, it's really just a matter of settling in where he fits compared to the other quarterbacks and slotting in the salary. Like, I don't think it's going to be that difficult, because there's data and there's stats and there's, you know, ways to figure it out. It's much harder with Nick Chubb. It's much harder, say, with corner, where it's a little more, you know, here's what my eye can see. Like, quarterbacks, now that the market is so well defined, and I think Dak's deal really helped, shouldn't be that hard.
Ian Rappaport joining us on the show. So it doesn't sound like he's going to take a discount at all from what you're saying.
Who?
Baker Mayfield. Baker? Yeah.
Why would he?
How do I say this? I don't think he would. I think a lot of fans hope he would.
I mean, with all due respect to the crazy Browns fans who I love so much, too bad. You know? I mean, if I were Baker Mayfield, or really anyone, and I'm not just talking about football, I'm talking about the fans themselves. Like, unless they themselves would like to take a discount to do their jobs, nobody should take a discount to do their job. They should get paid what they deserve to get paid. Like, unless we're going to, you know, crowdsource and we're all going to kind of get money together and make up for it or something, like, no one should take a discount. Everyone should get paid as much as they can, and that includes football players, executives, coaches, and basically every fan and you guys.
Ian Rappaport joining us on the show. Thank you for saying that. That's all I can say. Because I was like, I know he can't take a discount, and I think a lot of us, it'd be nice, it'd be great. Like, we had Michael Lombardi on earlier this week here, Ian, he had said, hey, listen, if you're the Browns, you'd love to say, hey, you want to keep this player and that player and this player with you. Winning matters. Championships matter. It's like, can you take a little less? And I'm like, I just don't know if that's going to work. He's even the person, like, he's always bet on himself, and we want to use Tom Brady. Tom Brady's a very special circumstance, is he not?
Yeah, and there haven't been a lot of Tom Brady's. I mean, the Patrick Mahomes deal, you know, he did the deal the way it was during a pandemic to help keep the team together. I get that. But he really didn't take a discount. I mean, he took a longer deal than a lot of people wanted, but he was the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. He's making $40 million over the first 5 years of the deal. He's making $50 million over the next 5 years. So, like, in 5 years, is any quarterback going to be at $50 million, or is Mahomes still going to be the highest paid? My guess is he'll still be the highest paid. So I'm not so sure how much of a discount that actually is. Now, the structure helped the team, and Baker could take a structure that allows the team to pay other guys, but he shouldn't take less money than he's worth.
So it's year two of Kevin Stefanski. The first year, it was amazing how the Browns looked like a well-oiled machine, considering the fact that they had so many new faces with the coaching staff and the organization, which is usually the case. Well, now they come back, and yeah, they're new faces on defense, but everything else is the same. How do they approach this second year of Kevin Stefanski?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to say I was surprised by the first year of Stefanski, but I was really intrigued. And I only say that because, you know, obviously he was passed over the year before, and he was always a guy who was very, very, very much under the radar nationally, but a guy who was really well respected. And I'm like so fascinated by what happens when young assistants get head coaching jobs, and like, do they live up to what people think, or do they just not? And I've seen it both ways, and I have a hard time explaining why some are what you think and some aren't. And I think with Stefanski, for as many fans as he had around the league, he was exactly what everybody thought. Like, exactly. And even when things got really tough and there was some really hard COVID moments, he was awesome and the team was awesome. So, I mean, I think it's probably pretty clear by now, not that I need to say it, but the Browns really got this one right, which is, to me, really cool. And the fact that Stefanski is a good guy, I think, is awesome, too. And I think the second year should be more of the same, right? I mean, like, I definitely don't see the team getting worse. I probably see it getting a little better. I mean, you know, it's hard to have a successful season 2 years in a row. So I guess mentally he'll have to kind of figure that out to fight complacency. But they should be really good, right?
It should be. Ian Rappaport joining us here on the show, NFL Network insider. You can follow him on Twitter, at Rapsheet. Again, NFL Network's extensive inside training camp coverage kicks off Monday, 1 p.m. Eastern. This one got a lot of people going yesterday on social media, where the NFL basically said, listen, if you cause an outbreak and you can't play the game, you're going to forfeit. And the big thing was nobody gets paid. Have you talked to any players since yesterday at all who've said, all right, fine, you know what, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the shot?
I personally have not, but I don't know if that's going to be the tipping point. To me, what's probably more of a tipping point is, like, you know, they're going to get to training camp and they're going to see the rules are going to be drastically different. And you can complain on social media. You can say it's not fair. The NFL is not mandating the vaccine. Some businesses are. The NFL is not. But then you're going to get there, and the rules are so different for vaccinated players compared to unvaccinated players. I think some are going to lose their minds. You know, testing every day at 6, you have to get up at 6 and come in. If you have an off day, if you're unvaccinated, you don't have to come in. If you're vaccinated, you don't have to come in. If you are unvaccinated, you do. If you have several days off, you can't leave town because you have to come in for tests. You know, you can't sit in on meetings without a mask. You have to be socially distanced. I mean, the rules are so different for unvaccinated players. I think that reality will probably cause players to go, you know what, I'm against it fundamentally, but I'm just going to do it because life is very annoying if you're unvaccinated.
We should ask you the latest, because I know our fans just love hearing these rumors every day, but the latest on Aaron Rodgers. We saw the reports, I'm sure you did too, about his country club membership, about cleaning of the house, thanks to a certain commentator. So where do you think all this is heading?
I really the same place it's been. I mean, they still have a lot to figure out. We'll see if they can do it by the time camp starts. You know, I guess he didn't get his house clean. He did renew his membership, but it's automatic. So, I mean, really it's – hold on one second. Let me respond to a message. Sorry. Really it's just kind of where it's been. You know, it's Rodgers not thrilled. The Packers trying to make it right, and I need to run, guys. I apologize. We'll see if we can see.
Do we have breaking news?
Do we have breaking news?
Just break it here.
Oh,
break
my
it here.
Goodness.
I'll talk to you. I don't know what it is, but I will talk to you guys later. Thank you so much for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.